Let every heart say amen. Everybody didn't say that. Amen. Now, God bless you. That's a little better. First of all, we want to reverence our Christ, give him all of the credit and praise for our being here. For without him, this journey could not have been made today. I want to recognize this very fine pastor and wife of this great church, to the official staff, to the members, visitors, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know of any other place that I would rather be today than to be at Pell First Baptist Church. Amen. I want to say this, that one of the high points of my ministry is when I met Pastor Eubanks up there on Mount Vernon campus. Amen. Little short fella, he running around now. Amen. Tell my boy, he's the pastor of this church. I said, I'm him. He said, wow. And we met, and I tell you, look like we just got closer and closer. And on top of that, he introduced me to the Pell First Baptist Church family. Amen. 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 And that was a joy. So if there have been any letdowns in my life, and there had not been many, I can tell you that, that picked it up. Amen. 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 And so we wanted to know him to know that. And this church, amen, with your kind and warm hospitality, it's just amazing. The last tornado that came through, and it kind of messed things up. I'm not complaining. Amen. Amen. But the wife and I, we were in the bed just lying down, listening to the news. Every once in a while, our cell phone will go off, said tornadoes this way and that way. And I didn't pay any attention. Amen. I just kept relaxing. And it said, a tornado has been sighted on the ground. Take cover immediately. And it got very still and quiet. And all at once, it sounded like all hell broke loose. Have mercy. I never heard it, but hell couldn't be no worse than that. And I told the wife, I said, listen, we got to take some cover. Something is fixing to happen. And by the time we got in the bathtub, in the bathroom there, and our little dog, little Max, and he didn't know where we was at. But he kept looking and he saw us in the bathtub. Boy, he come in there. Usually, amen, he would get in it when we get ready to give him a bath. He would take him a break, you know, to jump over in the tub. He would practice jump. But he didn't practice that night. Amen. He just woof. And he looked at both of us and as if to say, are you guys crazy? You ain't told me nothing. Amen. But I thank God we survived it. The whole house seemed like it was about to leave. And it would have if the roof hadn't came off. And that relieved the pressure. And we survived. But early that morning, I said that to say this. Pell First Baptist Church Amen. They showed up. And they began to throw stuff out the way, put it in the garbage. Amen. Give yourselves a hand. Amen. We thank you for that. Thank you for that. Amen. And I'm kind of a brave man, but I done prayed to God that if any way, don't let that happen to me again. Amen. And I don't pray that on nobody. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you for listening for that. Now, there is a word from the Lord. Amen. I want you to share with us for our scriptorial readings from the Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 9th chapter, verses 27 through 30. Matthew's the 9th chapter, verses 27 through 30. We shall be reading from the original or traditional King James Version of God's holy writings. You will find these words written. You might have a different translation, but that's all right. We all gonna wind up at the same place. And when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, "Thou Son of David, have mercy on us." And when he was come into the house, the blind men came to him. And Jesus said unto them, "Believe ye that I'm able to do this?" They said unto him, "Yea, Lord." In other words, we believe you're able. "Then touch he their eyes, saying, According to your faith, be it unto you. And their eyes were opened. And Jesus straightly charged them, saying, See that no man know this. But they, when they were departed, spread around abroad his fame in all that country. I want to use for our thought for today, according to your faith. According to your faith. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Before I forget it, Lord, forgive me. I want to thank our church family for coming, the Mount Vernon Church. We even have members from Shiloh Missionary Baptist Church. Amen. God bless you. Grateful to have our wife present, amen, with us today. When she's not with me, seems like one of my left or right hands and fell off. Praise the Lord. But this text today, in these verses, we have a beautiful picture of salvation, as well as a divine healing. It is divine because no man can heal. Y'all talk to me. I said no man can heal. God has given us doctors, nurses, all kind of mechanisms, technology. But if these bodies are to be healed, God must do the healing. Can I get a witness? In every case, amen, of healing recorded in the New Testament, there is always a lesson that goes deeper than physical healing. Lord have mercy. In every case where Jesus performed a miracle of healing, salvation always followed. In our scripture text today, Jesus had just left the home of Jairus, where he had raised that nobleman's daughter, amen, from death. When he left the house, two blind men followed him. No doubt they had heard much about Jesus and his miracles. I don't know about you, but I've heard about Jesus and I have been a witness of some of his supernatural miracles. And I want to let you know that nobody else in this world can perform a supernatural miracle but Jesus. Can I get a witness? Well, these two blind men, they had a need. Therefore, when Jesus left Jairus' house, they followed him and cried out, "Thou Son of David, have mercy on us." I don't know about you this morning, but mercy suits my case. Can I get a witness? I often ask Jesus, "Lord, have mercy on me." These blind men were making that request in the right way and in the right attitude. They recognized who Jesus was by addressing him appropriately, by saying, "Thou Son of David." They also recognized their need for mercy. Do you need mercy today? Amen. Somebody said, "Mercy suits my case." Amen. These men that were blind, they made, I love this, no excuses. Lord help me. They knew they were blind. They did not blame anyone. They simply cried out for mercy. When you're in a tedious situation, when you seem like when you wake up in the morning and nothing wanna go right with you or for you, just cry out, "Lord, have mercy on me." Can I get a witness? I declare, if you will ask him to have mercy on you, the Lord will have mercy. Can I get a witness? I want to let you know that these two blind men, they did not blame anyone. They simply cried out, "Lord, have mercy." They followed Jesus until he was come into the house. The blind men came in the house with him. I want you to notice something. They were not timid or backwards. They did not stop on the outside. They did not sit down and try to hide their face. They knew their need. They wanted help. And they had a deep desire to receive the blessings they felt in their hearts that Jesus was able to give them. And I want to leave with you this morning that the Lord can do anything. He can do everything. But I know one thing he cannot do. He can't fail. Can I get a witness? I don't care how big the problem is. or how deep the situation is. If you would try the Lord, I declare the Lord will come through. When he, I want to let you know something. Somebody said, when he show up, I found out that he'll show out. Can I get a witness? In the Lord do. But I want to let you know that these blind men, they really was asking, amen, for help. And when they came into the house, Jesus asked them, do you believe that I'm able to do what you're asking? Can I get a witness? The reason why some folk hadn't been blessed. I'm not talking about you. I'm just talking about what I'm talking about. Is that, amen, you asked him for that particular need. But in your heart, you didn't believe it. You got to believe that God can do just what you asked him to do. And I want to let you know there is no problem when God want to bless you. Can I get a witness? He can bless you in the morning. He can bless you around noontime. Late in the midnight hour, he can bless you. Can I get a witness? All you got to do is just ask him. I want to settle down here a little bit. I'm getting too happy, but I want to tell you something else about this. And they said, "Lord, we believe that you can do what we ask you." Can I get a witness? Now, hear the Lord Jesus as he asked this solemn question. Not in this particular situation, but in another one, he said, what shall it profit a man? He will give in exchange for his soul. Matthew 16 and 26. Who would think of comparing one poor gutter drunk with all the wealth of this world? No one but Jesus, the soul, the inner man of the vilest person on this earth is worth more than all the wealth of all the world. Can I get a witness? I don't care who you are. I don't care how long you've been living in sin. God still loves you. Can I get a witness? Salvation is an individual matter with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. All through his public ministry, he dealt with individuals, blind Bartimaeus, Nicodemus, the woman at the well, Zacchaeus, and many others. By the way, you can't go up in a sycamore tree. Amen. But God see you. Can I get a witness? I thank God for this man, Zacchaeus, because he went up in the tree in order to see Jesus. He was a little short man, and he wanted to see Jesus. Lord have mercy. Sometimes we have to go out our way if we want to see Jesus. Can I get a witness? Amen. Just because we don't have thus and so, you still need to see Jesus. And it sometimes create a problem in order to see Jesus. But I want to remind you that when you see Jesus, he'll dismiss the problem that you've had. Can I get a witness? I want to let you know here, amen, that in dealing with the blind men in our scripture, Jesus singled out the individuals when he said, believe ye. Do you believe that I am able to do what you are asking me to do. Yes, sir. This is the first step towards knowing Jesus. If we believe Jesus died and was buried, but he rose again on the third day morning. Yes, sir. If we believe the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we believe that we are saved by grace through faith and not of ourselves, it is the gift of God, then we are ready, amen, to work for God to work in our hearts. There's only one way to receive the miracles of Jesus, is that we have to receive him in our lives. Can I get a witness? You have to say, Lord, come on in to my life. I want you to change me. Can I get a witness? I know I'm saved today. I know I'm saved. Amen. I'm sanctified and I'm holy. But I hadn't always been saved. I don't know about you. There might be somebody out in the audience have been saved all their life. But if you have, just drop a note on the desk and I'll pick it up. And amen, I want to know how you did it. Can I get a witness? But it was God that saved me through Jesus Christ. I said you have to receive the Lord Jesus. John 1 and 12 says, amen, as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. The conversation between Jesus and the two blind men took much less time than it has taken you to read this message. It opened with the request of the blind man, thou son of David, have mercy on us. Then Jesus asked them, believe ye that I can do all these things you asked? And the blind men, they answered in one accord, yes, we believe that you can do it, Lord. And when they answered, Lord, we believe you are able to do this, Jesus touched their eyes and their sight was miraculously there. Can I get a witness? It is, amen, it was not the touch of Jesus that opened their eyes. They were just as blind the second after he touched them as they had been to this moment. But what made the difference was when Jesus touched their eyes, he said unto them, according to thy faith, be it unto you. Now Jesus had the ability. He had the power. He had everything that he needed to open their eyes. Can I get a witness? But it was not the touch of Jesus' hand that opened their eyes, but it was the faith of these blind men. Can I get a witness? Somebody today, oh Lord, you could have had it a long time ago. Can I get a witness? You could have been saved a long time ago, but you just didn't have the faith. Can I get a witness? Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Can I get a witness? You might not believe it today, but if you would trust in the Lord. He will. I said he will. He will. Oh, woo! He will. Sometime I get lonely. Oh, Lord. I get down on my knees and I tell the Lord, come on and see about me. Thy faith, I'm asking you to do what I ask you to do. And I know that you can do it. And, how many of you know this morning that God can do it? If you know he can do it, just stand on your feet and say, thank you, Jesus. In the Lord, all right. Hold on. Oh, Lord. Hold on. Woo! In the name of Jesus, can I get a witness? I'm coming down. I'm coming to a close. Regardless of who you are, regardless of how long you've been in sin, of how long you had lived, can I get a witness? If you, this very moment, with your whole heart, will say to Jesus, I believe, I said, I believe that you love me and that you died one Friday evening around 3 o'clock. I believe that they buried you in a borrowed tomb. I believe that early, can you say early? One Sunday morning, you got up out of the grave, all power in your hand. That's all you got to do is turn it over to him. Turn it over to Jesus. Turn it over. Say, Lord, I believe. I believe according to my faith. And my faith is strong. Do you have strong faith? If you have strong faith today, trust in him. Trust in the Lord. He'll work for you. He'll work with you. He'll work through you. And I don't want to leave this out. If you don't act right, he'll work on you. Give yourselves a hand. Do you believe he'll work on you? Have you tried him? Have you tried him? Do you know him? I can assure you this evening, as I come to my close, Lord have mercy. If you would trust in him and say, Lord, I do believe. I believe you can do everything. I believe you can save me. Lord, have mercy. I want to let you know that your blinded mind will be made to see. Your dead spirit will raise to the newness of life. And your crippled walk will be made straight. And you will go on your way rejoicing in the Lord. Say thank you, Jesus. Give him a hand clap of praise. Oh, he loved you today. He loved you today. He loved you. He loved you today. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you're doing. I don't care how long you've been doing it. He still loves you. But he's asking you, if you got faith, trust me. And I'll give you a new lease on life. That's what I did. I did it. I'm happy about my life. I have nothing to regret. I came to him in time. because I was still alive. Amen. There are a lot of things that I need to do, but I'll do it. I said, Lord, if you give me time, I'll do it. We can't do everything in one day, can we? Amen. But hang in there. He loved you. And if you would, amen, just stick with him, he'll give you a chance. He'll give you a chance. Some folks say, well, back at your church, blew down twice. What's wrong over there? I say, ask God. They want to, I have ran into some miserable comforters. Y'all hear me? Y'all must not be doing this. You must not be doing this. I said, go sit down. Amen. I don't have time for this. I got to get on my knees and I got to pray and ask God whatever is wrong for him to fix it. I'm not concerned about what's going to happen. I'm not even concerned about that. If he'll take you to it, he'll bring you through it. I'm going to extend an invitation. Is that all right, Pastor? I'm going to extend an invitation. Maybe there is someone today who is saying, according to your faith, yes, Lord, I believe. I believe that you can save me today. I believe it. And I'm coming. I'm coming to you. I'm coming to you, Lord. Candidate for baptism, Christian experience, by letter.